Stunning development in the ongoing legal battles involving former President Donald Trump. A search warrant executed at the home of the former president. With some perspective this morning, Wendy Schiller, director of the Taubman Center for American Politics and Policy at Brown University. If I'm not mistaken, first time this ever happened to a former president where a search warrant was executed at the home of a former president. Wendy, your initial reaction?
Well, I mean, there's so many things to think about here. I think that clearly things are ramping up to figure out whether a case can be made against Donald Trump, either for this, which is most people might say an infraction, but it's actually a criminal offense to remove classified documents from the government. And particularly if you're president, everything has to go to the archives or be cleared through the archives. But also the January 6th committee continues its work on what his behavior was on January 6th and whether he actively participated in essentially insurrection. So there's a two fronts here. Plus he's got a criminal investigation in New York State. So there's a lot going on politically. This helps the Republicans mobilize voters for midterm 2022, particularly their very, very strong Trump supporting base. He's got a lot of people running for office across the country that he supported that won their primaries. Not only, governor of Pennsylvania, who's actually testifying before January 6th hearing today, Mastriano. So this can have a big effect, as the FBI, we know, in the last couple of years has had on elections. Midterm, short term, good for the Republicans. Long term, for Trump, for 24, you got to say it leans towards the bad for Trump and good for people like Ron DeSantis or Kristi Noem or Kim Reynolds, any of the other people who might be thinking about running.
So why is this being, why can this be used as political opportunity for Republicans? Can you dive a little deeper into that?
I mean, it's a potential double-edged sword, but you got to lean towards the positive here in terms of mobilizing voters for the midterm. Republicans tend to get out in midterms up until 2018 more consistently than Democrats. Their base is riled up. They've got an opposite party president. I mean, all things count towards Republicans getting out the door who want change in the government. Now, the Trump supporters who may or may not have gotten out for all the Republicans across the country, they'll get out because already Kevin McCarthy is promising if he's Speaker, he'll investigate the Justice Department. So the stakes really just went up, I think, for the stability of government. And it's really extraordinary to think about, as you say, the impact of a former president on the subsequent midterm elections of a new president. This we haven't really seen. I mean, Clinton had reverb because of Monica Lewinsky going into 2000s, but then there was September 11th, that tragedy and the wars. So things, the subject changed. But now, this is still going to be about Donald Trump, 2 years later about Donald Trump. And that's extraordinary.
What will be behind his decision whether or not to run for president for 2024? Will they be legal reasons or political reasons?
Well, there's also financial reasons. He's raising a lot of money, which pays for some portion of his expenses, because as long as he's campaigning and out there involved in politics, the FEC has to decide about this, but he can use a lot of that money to support what he's doing. That helps him, and it keeps him out of jail if he actually wins. The question is, will this become Trump fatigue for key Republican suburban voters across the country? If the Republicans rely too much on Trump going into midterm 2022, and you've got also the question of abortion, gun violence, all the other things, inflation, gas prices. Well, voters decide they want government to focus on those things. Quality of life matters, not Donald Trump. And if enough suburban voters do that, that could basically keep the Senate from going totally Republican or keep it sort of in that tied state that it's in. So I think the House, I think this will help the Republicans quite a bit. But for the Senate, it's unclear voters really want to hear about Donald Trump for the next couple of months, either way, negatively or positively.
Could he could be legally disqualified from running for president as well?
Well, I don't think anything will stop him from running, honestly, even if they say you can't win. He'll say, well, elect me, we'll change the law. Elect Republicans, they'll change the law. Give them the Congress, and they'll change the law. I mean, that could be the next step for Trump to ramp up his sort of hold on the Republican Party. You can't just say you're going to investigate Merrick Garland. You have to actually promise to change the law. Now, Biden won't sign that, but he can make members of Congress go on the record saying, we're going to change the law so former presidents can do whatever they want. That's the kind of thing that will start to scare key suburban constituencies, particularly independents and some Republicans, about the prospect of a Republican control of the House and Senate together. So, you know, you've got a Democratic president that can hold the line. But come 24, I don't think this overall benefits the Republican Party. We saw what happened in 2020. Trump lost 2018. A lot of people defected from Trump. So this is a very risky proposition for the Republicans, but I think more so for 24 than 22.
Wendy, always a pleasure. Appreciate it, Professor. Wendy Schiller, Director of the Talmadge Center for American Politics and Policy at Brown University.